The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Jess, you're still sticking to that prediction that Zara Larsson will have the song of the summer this
year. She's the it girl
the
of 2018.
It girl, according to Jess. What?
But also now in 2026.
Yeah, she's back. It's a rebrand, I'm telling you. Because in 2018, her
in
style...
In 2018, when was that?
Yeah, 2018. I don't think we're there yet. We have like
a long way to go.
Yeah. 10 or 20,000 years.
But if you look at her fashion back then and her performing, you'd think it's a totally different person. It's insane. Like, she would wear, like, totally different things, didn't look like
and
the
you
way
hated,
so did
you
I.
hated her
so
look
did
before.
I many years ago. We all wore different stuff. Style
yeah,
changes.
But like now she has a like a whole style that just really, really stands out and is putting her everywhere.
I haven't seen her, honestly.
Me neither.
So, okay, well, you guys got to be on social media a little bit more.
Okay, maybe, no, that's, it. Maybe that's it. No first talk back this morning.
Dang it.
Hello? Monday? Anybody there? I guess not.
Well, in this case then, Graham, what would you like to talk about?
I have a couple things I want to talk about. Okay. First, it's National Artichoke Hearts Day, you guys! Are you guys a big fan of artichoke hearts, or is that just WPS?
Big fan over here.
Yeah,
really?
Me too.
Yep. I'm like shocked by that.
Really?
Yes, because normally anytime I bring up any sort of food item, particularly ones that involves a vegetable or something, you guys are like, wow, what?
No, I like that? Vegetables. Artichokes, they don't belong in seafood boils.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. But a big, big artichokey fan here.
Yeah, me too.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokey, okie dokie. Okie dokie, okie dokie. So what's your go-to dipping sauce?
Ranch.
Ooh.
Artichoke heart in ranch?
Or what does it come with? What's the stuff it comes with? I don't even
it's
know
usually
what it
usually some kind of aioli.
Whatever it comes
it's
with.
Okay,
mayo
well,
based.
Then that. I don't know.
Okay.
Looks like fried artichoke hearts, bomb.
Yes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds excellent. All right. Well, I'm glad we're all, this might be one of the first times, write this down, that we're all in agreement on one thing, artichoke hearts. Who knew that was going to be what galvanized the JV show? All right. I did want to take a moment and tell this story. I talked to my older brother. I only have one brother, so my brother. And he had booked his kids are on spring break this week. And so almost a year ago, they booked a trip to Hawaii. They're like, we're just going to do it. We know we have spring break. We know the dates of spring break. So let's book a trip to Hawaii. And he even asked where we'd stayed last time in Hawaii. And he's like, oh, that sounds great. We might go there. So they went to Maui.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys have been following the news at all, but major storm has been just pounding Hawaii right now. So literally the day that they were supposed to fly out was like the worst. Supposed to be the worst day of the storm. I can't remember what day they flew out. Saturday, I think. And that was like flying right in. I'm surprised their flight even went because everything I was reading on the news is they were shutting everything down there. They were closing schools on Friday. They were closing parks. It's just torrential rain and wind. Major, major storm. And I was texting him on Saturday morning. Their flight went. And I was like shocked because I thought the flight was going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and he said, he texts me after they land. He's like, actually, surprisingly smooth landing. We kind of landed in a break of the weather. But he said once they landed, just back to torrential downpour and flooding everywhere. And they had a rental car, so they got their rental car. But all the roads closed, you guys. Everything shut down because the flooding was so bad. So the first night of their trip, they had to sleep at the Maui High School gymnasium with over 100 other people.
Me?
There was nowhere to go. They're like, we could either sleep. I talked to him. He's like, we could either sleep in our rental car or go to the emergency evacuation center, which is where a whole bunch of people went because the flooding was so bad and all the roads were closed. So they couldn't get to there was no way to get to their hotel. And so they had to sleep on a cot on Saturday night.
God.
This is their big spring break trip. They're so excited to go on vacation, saved up all their money just so they could go on this trip. And they had to spend the first night at the Maui High School gymnasium. And I texted him. I was like, did they give you one of those tinfoil blankets that I see in the emergency thing? He said, yes.
What?
He said they got a rake.
Oh, my God.
He said they got a cot with one regular blanket and then one of those tinfoil looking blankets.
Oh my gosh.
The first night there with over 100 people. There were quite other people.
And they were all tourists, I'm assuming.
Lots of them were tourists and the other people whose flights got canceled that were trying to leave. Then they were stranded near the, you know,
yeah,
in the area as well. So
this also reminds me of our listener, Lupe from the East Bay, who she said on Friday, hey guys, like,
Oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii.
That's right.
Hopefully she did not experience the same thing my brother and his wife and two kids. My brother's like, my kids won't stop crying. Yeah, I would too. I'm surprised you're not crying.
No one got sleep in that gymnasium that night.
They want to be zipping down the water slide at whatever resort you're going to, not sleeping in a high school gym as the whole place is flooded. But they made it to their. They made it yesterday, so they had to spend Saturday night, all day Saturday and Saturday night at the high school gym with their tinfoil blankets. And then yesterday they made it to their resort. They said still pretty cloudy and windy, but I think like the bulk of the like the really crazy storm has passed. I didn't ask him if they let him keep that tinfoil blanket.
I would like to bring it home as a souvenir.
Try one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
They look really warm. He said they're not very comfortable.
Really? Dang.
What do you mean, really? You think a tinfoil blanket looks comfortable?
I mean, no, but
I never thought comfortable, but I thought it would keep you warm. Like, right. That's a good way to keep your heat trapped inside.
Served its purpose.
Yeah.
I guess, but it's all crinkly. Like, if you're rolling around at night, all you hear is the blanket crinkling.
I see people with those at concerts sometimes, like in the medical tent.
Yes, emergency response.
Anyway, that sucks.
So, yeah, thoughts and prayers for that.
Thoughts and prayers to Graham's brother, for sure. Throughout the morning, we'll check in with each of us.
For their spring break trip.
See how our weekend was. Jess, we're actually going to check in with you next. If there's anything from your weekend you want to talk about.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The Oscars were last night. Did you guys watch any of the Oscars?
Just a couple minutes here and there.
All right, well, it's all good. We'll be talking about it this morning. Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor for his role in Sinners. The Best Actress went to Jessie Buckley for her role in Hamnet. And the Best Picture Award went to One Battle After Another.
Good.
Beat out Sinners for that one.
I'm here for that. Didn't it feel like Sinners should have been in the last Oscars? Like, that movie was feels like it's from too long ago. Do you know what I mean?
It does a little bit.
They must have just been right on the cusp of the next Oscar cycle.
Also notable, K-pop Demon Hunters won two awards, including Best Original Song.
Oh. All right, the Golden State Warriors came up just short to the Knicks last night in New York, losing 110-107. This was the team's fifth straight loss, and they have won just two games in their last 10. They're currently in the ninth seed in the Western Conference and are in danger of slipping to the 10th seed if they can't figure out a way to get some wins without Steph Curry in the lineup. They have another road game today against the Wizards. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock.
Nice. Go Mets!
Mm-hmm. Our major heat wave of the year has arrived. Extreme heat is expected starting today. Highs will continue to increase throughout the week from the mid-80s to low 90s. Heat advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. today until 8 p.m. on Friday. Be prepared.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was looking ahead at the forecast, and I was like, you mean the entire week is going to be in the upper 80s at night? Love it. What are you talking about? It's still winter, isn't it? We're going to be in a record-breaking
heat
wave. It's crazy.
I can go for a pool day.
Okay. Hey, Aries besties. Yay. Your day today is going to be a 9. A money-making opportunity is knocking. Don't sleep on it just because it seems too good to be true. That random compliment that's coming your way, it's from somebody who's been watching you for a minute. And a new responsibility is arriving soon. While it might feel overwhelming, you've totally got this.
You've got this.
Yep.
You've got this. You know what I'm going to do because the boss is probably not listening.
He doesn't listen yet.
And it's a Monday, so who cares? We're just going to go right into the break because Jess... Anything from your weekend you want to talk about?
Yes. So I did some pre-B-Day mini festivities, I guess you could call them.
Okay. You have a birthday coming up?
I do.
Were you aware of this, Selena?
I knew it was in March because she's a Pisces bestie. Yeah,
I am a Pisces bestie.
I just don't know what day. Tell us and you don't make a big deal about it. And we're just like left figuring out like the day of. Like, oh.
I wouldn't have even been able to guess this month.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I'm a Pisces bestie.
That means nothing to me, literally, even though I'm the one that reads the horoscopes here for some reason.
You know what's funny, though? It came by so fast that even my fiance kept asking me, like, what do you want to do? Like, why don't you seem excited? Like, you know, like, let's do something. Let's make
something. Is it
because
you're in your early 30s now and it's, like, not much to celebrate?
Yeah.
And because I thought that, everybody makes it seem like your 30s, oh, my gosh, once you hit 30, they're going to be the best years of your life. You have your life figured out, blah, blah, blah. I feel the most lost that I've ever felt. So I'm like, why?
It's not what,
like
you've got
a career?
You're engaged?
I know. I think I make my
you've
own
problems. You've got a cat? I'm putting that on the side of things that aren't going well. Like, okay. We named two good things, and then you have a cat.
Pros that's and
on,
cons.
That's on the other definitely. Side. Uh-huh.
I think just the concept of aging gets to me, and so I make my own problems in my head is what I figured out this week after I talked to my fiancé. But
okay,
did some mini festivities, you know, shopping, Topgolf, drinks. So I want to talk about the drinks because we were like, okay, like, We weren't even planning on getting food at this specific place that we went to in San Francisco here in the city. So we were like, let's eat beforehand and we will go kind of later in the night just to get drinks. So we order our two drinks because that's all we had. And it was ridiculous, you guys. For two drinks, it was
$58. $58 for two drinks? Where were you?
What? So one drink is almost $30.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I'm like, we clearly saw the menu. So we should have just been like, but at that point we were already there. We had Ubered there. So we were like,
where were you?
The View.
Oh, it's like a rooftop.
Is that
like
that new one?
I don't know if it's new.
It's like a hotel restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Central Hotel.
So I had looked it up and I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like they have a little, they have a view, obviously. they have cute drinks. Like, let's just go there. Let's have cute drinks and, like, you know, we'll call it a night. I should have obviously looked at their drink menu beforehand because I did not expect it to be this expensive.
And it's like once you get in there and you're seated, yes. Look at the menu, you can't just be like, oh, never mind, and walk out.
So
and were you able to order just one drink? I always get a second one.
Really?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What's the bills then balloons even bigger?
We probably would have had they not been this expensive, but $58 for two drinks. Then you add the tip on top of that. That was like over $70, which is ridiculous. Like, how is that even okay? And I feel bad, like, even saying, like, the place that it was because I don't want to, like, bash them. But also, that's so expensive. And we didn't even get a view.
Oh, I was just going to ask. Wow. Yeah, how was the view? Apparently, you didn't see it.
We didn't have a view. And it was just one of those things where I, like, kind of regretted going there because, like, yeah, you kind of enjoy the experience, but in the back of your mind the whole time you're like, dang, I'm paying like $30 basically.
Back to the whole birthday part of this, because you said this was pre-birthday festivities,
yeah.
Which means the birthday has to be sometime early this week, because if it was later, she would have gone next weekend.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right? So I'm trying to figure out when Jess's birthday is.
Yeah.
It actually is later in the week.
It's not. So it has to be. Is it? No, it's not tomorrow.
It's not St. Patrick's Day.
It's the 18th.
Yeah. No, it's not actually.
Is it?
It really isn't. It's at the end of the week. At the very, very end of the week.
We're going to figure this out. I don't trust anything you're saying right now. Graham, a couple of stories from you.
I don't really give a fart either way.
I'm
kidding. I'll get you a happy birthday. I mean, like, who gives a fart? You know,
okay.
Happy birthday, shout out.
I
got a couple of quick stories that are just a reminder of.
Damn, nature, you scary.
On Sunday morning, a man in Japan, he was doing some hiking, and there was a little bit of snow on the ground. He said while he was walking, fell into a hole.
A sinkhole?
Not a sinkhole, just like a hole in the ground. Couldn't see it because there was some snow covering the spot on the ground. He fell into it. Wouldn't have been a big problem because he only fell down up to about his waist in this hole. There was the main issue, though. There was a bear hibernating in that hole, and he sort of landed on it, and it took a swipe at him and attacked him. And so he luckily was able to climb out of there without significant injuries, but he did awake a hibernating bear that took a swipe at him. So just be very careful. The bears are coming out.
Stay vigilant, people.
Stay vigilant.
Stay
bears are coming
holes.
Out of hibernation. Now listen to this one. This one is extra.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Southern California man, 25 years old, I guess, was mountain biking in Irvine in the past couple of days. And he stopped on the trail, on the edge of a trail, to let some other bikers pass him. And he was unclipping his pedals. I don't know if Selena, have you ever been on a bike where you have to clip into the pedals?
No.
Yeah, you don't look like someone.
So why would you ask me?
He, as he was unclipping from his pedals, he fell over. The bike fell over into some bushes. He landed on a rattlesnake, you guys.
Oh my God.
And it bit him. And tragically, several days later in the hospital, he passed away from the bite. His family seems to be alluding to the fact that something went wrong in his treatment there because a fatal rattlesnake bite is very, very rare.
They can treat you for that.
Usually they can treat you, but unfortunately in his case, he did not survive. So rattlesnake season is about to arrive if it hasn't already with this heat wave we're getting. So be careful when you're out
my goodness.
Hiking around.
Whoa.
But very, very, that is my ultimate worst nightmare. Terrifying.
Graham, you hate
I hate snakes.
Do you want to tell everyone what you used to do to them when you know, back in the day?
I hate rattlesnakes more than anything. I'm terrified of them. Can you imagine falling off your bike and landing on one in some bushes?
No.
Awful. Yeah, we used to hit them with the shovel.
Chop their heads off.
Yeah.
How awful is that?
Wow, PETA.
What do you mean, how awful
right
is that?
That's
it's
so
me
sad.
It's me or him, and
the
I'm choosing
snake
me.
Snake had a snake family, probably some snake babies.
Yeah, right. He was also probably like a deadbeat dad snake that didn't even take care of his kids.
What if that was a mama snake? Did you check for the parts? How do you know?
I don't know how to tell the difference between.
And you're bigger than her, so like she was just scared.
Yeah, you're in her habitat.
Have you seen their fangs and the venom? Give me my shovel.
My God. Coming up, 7:05, we've got your chance to win a Chug Mug inside our What the Bleep game. Also, all this week, 8:25, we have your two single-day tickets for Outside Land.
Oh, nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to come on here and say I did some investigation. Pisces season ends on the 20th. So maybe she wasn't saying at the end of the week. She was saying at the end of the season. Because last year she posted on the 18th early birthday festivities. So her birthday is either on the 19th or the 20th.
Okay, whoa, it's definitely the 20th then.
We're just trying to figure out when Jess's birthday was because we knew it's sometime this week. And to be honest,
who gives a fart?
Right. But somebody's figured it out there. It's either the 19th or the 20th.
Yeah. So it's the 20th, right?
Yeah, they are close. Yeah, it is.
Okay, there we go.
The 20th. Is that Friday?
I'm glad it took that long for you guys to figure it out.
Is it Friday?
Thanks.
It is. Yeah, I don't really care.
Who gives a fart?
Just kidding. It is our buddy JB's birthday today, though.
Yes.
Selena, this is
that's right.
Kind of a, you know, bittersweet day.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Pisces season. Birthday. He was the most Pisces that ever Pisces.
That is a fact.
That guy.
Yeah.
All right. Best weekend ever, you guys. Not that anybody cared because nobody asked. But I'm going to tell you anyways. I went to Phoenix to surprise my sister for her birthday. She just moved there maybe about a month ago. Pulled it off. She didn't suspect a thing.
She had no idea you were flying in. Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
But I mean, I thought I ruined it earlier that day because my daughter was like, oh my God, we should probably turn off our locations because we all share, you know, cell phone location.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to turn mine all the way off. So I just stopped sharing my location with her. And then it said in our text thread, Selena has stopped sharing her location with you. And I was like, no, oh my God. Thankfully, it didn't notify her, though. It didn't send her a notification. So she didn't check the text thread.
Okay.
It just had that in there. So if anybody is ever in the same situation, just don't risk it. Don't do that. Anyways, this is my first time boarding a flight, not having my real ID. Well, actually, it's not my first time, but I would use my passport to fly before, but my passport expired, so I had no passport. Never got my real ID, so I didn't know.
Dude, get with it.
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. I'm procrastinating.
So you had to pay the $45 or whatever and get taken to the special probing area?
So look, I didn't think I was going to have to because I do have clear. And the other times I go through there and they didn't even check my passport or anything because they have all of your like biometric data and stuff like that. They like scan your eyes. So they don't really check anything. And I was like, cool, I'll just go through there. You know, I'll update my last name because they still have my old last name from before I was married.
Oh, what a mess. I can't imagine flying and I've changed my name and I don't have either of the documents that they want.
But, you know,
that takes some you-know-what, Steven, show up to the
airport. Because I talked to customer support and they're like, yeah, you can just do it from your regular license if you don't have a passport or a real ID. Like, it's fine. Just go. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I go. Turns out it's not cool. It's not okay.
You got probed?
They didn't probe me. They just No, I had to. They
some
like,
gentle feeling around?
No, they just like sent me a link and then I just like did it in, I mean, it took maybe like less than 2 minutes and then I just showed them my phone. They're like, okay.
Did you have to pay the $45?
Yeah,
bucks
it did cost $45 though.
That's
and they
stinks.
Didn't make
that part
you,
was annoying.
Like show like birth certificate, marriage license, like any of that? What?
No.
And they didn't take you into that area where you have to bend over and spread
no.
them?
No.
And they didn't make a big deal out of it and like, oh, we got like a.
No.
They didn't take you to that other area where they put the gloves on and they reach inside your...
No!
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No.
Did they yell at you at least?
No.
Oh. They didn't take you to the extra secret area where
no.
they swab that one part
no.
of the inside of your...
No.
Oh.
No. I feel like it would have been worse, though, if there was, like, a long line of people trying to get through, but there was nobody behind us, so thank God. And,
wow.
I only had to do that once because it's valid for 10 days, so when your flight back, as long as you're traveling within those 10 days, you know, it's still there. You just show your proof that you paid it, and then
are you now motivated to get your real ID finally, like the rest of us?
No, but I have a passport appointment coming up anyways.
Oh my god.
Okay. So I'll be having that.
I
can't bring myself to go to the DMV. I just can't.
So how did you surprise your sister? Like, you just knocked on her door and you're like, "We're here." And she's like, "Oh."
Actually,
what did you do? Yeah, what was the big surprise?
Well, it was that, because she had dinner reservations, so I called ahead and I changed the reservation to like accommodate all of us, because I brought my like entire family. And so we like popped up when she was getting ready, and like she did not care. Like, I'll show you guys the video. She did not care. But
so
she swears she was tipped off. But she said she wasn't. I mean, I don't think she would lie. Like, it's not that serious.
But it is serious when somebody went through all the trouble, particularly because you don't have your real ID or passport, to fly all the way there. And then you don't want to tell that person that just did all that and flew their entire family out there and then were like, "Yeah, I already knew you were coming."
Right.
You want to be like, "Oh my God, I was, oh, the surprise."
What a pleasant surprise. Well, her face said otherwise. So you can't like,
oh,
I don't know. I'll show you guys the video.
I'd be annoyed if you showed up at my house with a gaggle of kids.
You would?
Like, oh my God. what are you? Oh, great. Oh, great.
And now
we all have
to go to dinner together. Ah.
I know.
How'd they do on the flight?
Actually really good.
That's good.
They're a bit older now, so they're not like the babies that are like crying the entire time. There was a couple of those. And it's like, regardless of how they behaved or how they were going to behave and their age and stuff like that, it's like still boarding. You still get those looks from people that don't have kids on the flight.
Uh-huh.
And they're just looking at you like, "How dare you bring children to
this?" Just praying they're not seated in your row.
Right. And so I'm just glad my kids were well behaved. My son did fart on the plane. there was that.
No.
Loud? No, not loud. But okay,
so did
that,
like 10 other old guys on your flight. Right. So it didn't really matter.
Other than that, it was fine. Loved the drive-through liquor stores they have out there. That's what we need out here.
I've never done that before.
Me, that was my first time.
Seems like it goes against everything I know about driving and drinking and driving. But okay.
We went ATVing. That's like our thing. Anytime we go anywhere, we go ATVing. And it was crazy going out there and you seeing like the Nancy Guthrie billboards.
Oh,
I didn't even think of that.
All over the place.
Whoa.
Dang.
Yeah.
And did you find her?
No.
Oh,
now, if I had more time, I would have done some investigative work.
Okay.
And,
next time.
You know, really thoroughly searched.
Yeah.
But no. But overall, great trip.
Nice.
Not that anybody cares, because nobody asked, but there's your weekend recap from me.
Who gives a fart?
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. We are going to talk about the Oscars, because there is a bit of controversy involving Teyana Taylor. I will unpack that for you next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Great and Resort and Casino. Job Fair, March 18th. Join the Great and team. Apply on site or online at greatandcareers.com.
Drama at last night's Oscars. Did you guys see the video of Teyana Taylor backstage getting into it with a security guard?
No.
Apparently this guy, it sucks that we don't have context. We haven't really heard from the security guard side, but we saw a video of her going off on this guy after he allegedly shoved her. He said he was very, very rude and shoved her. And you just don't put your hands on somebody unwarranted and shove them.
Right.
Other than that, though, Teyana had a great night. I mean, obviously, up until that moment, she was there for her role in One Battle After Another, which took home the Oscar for Best Picture, along with five other awards. It was a big night for the entire, you know, cast and crew of that
film. Have you guys seen that, by the way?
I have not seen it, but you said it was so good.
Yeah, it's a good movie. She's great in it. She does a really good job.
I have not seen it. I don't even know what it's about. But I kind of want to watch it now that it's winning all these awards. And even you watched
liked it. You would like it.
Again, if you did not watch the Oscars, Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor for his role in Sinners. And then he celebrated afterwards at In-N-Out, which I would crush right now.
Yep, starving.
And a shout out to Ryan Coogler, like one of the best directors of today from here in Oakland. He won Best Original Screenplay for Sinners as well.
He dropped, I saw just a piece of his that I was watching a little bit. It was on the background. TV was on the background, and he gave Oakland and Richmond a shout out at the very start of his speech.
Ooh. Love it. So you know how Kim K and Kris Jenner, they're battling out in court with Ray J right now?
Yes.
Just to recap what we talked about last week, both Kim and Kris Jenner filed declarations in court saying they did not mastermind to plan. They did not mastermind a plan to shoot and sell and release Kim K's sex tape with Ray J. Ray's like, you guys are lying. You guys are liars. And under oath as well. Here's a quick update to that. Ray J and his lawyer are saying, look, if they're going to keep up with the fakery and just lying their way through this, because he's adamant. Kris masterminded this thing. She released it, you know, to get Kim into the public eye. Ray's saying that if they don't come clean, if they keep up with this fake story, that they're ready to go get Steve Hirsch, which is the guy who works for Vivid Entertainment, the company that distributed the tape. They're ready to get him to testify.
I would love to hear that.
I would, too, because let's get down to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's we're putting it all out there, let's...
Which
Let's
is
bring
crazy
all the evidence, all
that
the facts.
We're talking about it 20 years later. That's kind of crazy. But, like, right. It's still one of those things that everybody wants to know.
I know.
Dang. Imagine it was Kris.
I think it is. Or I think it was. I still do. And I know, I know you're like, what mother would do that? Yeah, I know. That was my first thought, too. But it's the Kardashians. Like, they're not your normal family. She's not your normal mom.
I get that. I think full well that they totally capitalized on it and were behind pushing it out once it was already out. Once they realized we've got something here, this is really going to...
I mean,
then I think, and I think it's still gross. It's still gross to me out that as a parent, like that they would ever do that and push that out once. But I don't think that it was the plan from the get-go. I don't think they mapped this thing out like, okay, first we're going to do this and then we're going to put this tape out. Like, I don't think it was that. But I think once they realized they had lightning in a bottle here, then... They were fully behind it.
Because, you know, Ray even claims that Kris was like, go shoot another one too. Make it more exciting. So there's like an... And there actually is more footage. I mean, I haven't seen it, but they've talked about there being more footage. So.
The footage I saw wasn't very... She didn't seem very excited, so...
Yeah.
There was a less excited version than that one. Oh.
Kris is like, go back and reshoot it.
Yeah.
Not good enough. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment, say your goodbyes to this year's ski season. It is not officially over yet, but this heat wave that we're getting hit with this week is going to rapidly speed up the melting of the already thin snowpack. Two California ski resorts already closed for the season this weekend. Mount Shasta Ski Park had their last day on Saturday, and then Dodge Ridge had their last day yesterday. Our state snowpack sitting at just 48% of normal for this time of year, and again, those survey results that measured that snowpack, they were from last week, and things are going to change significantly after this coming week's heat wave. Barring another major snowstorm rolling in, Tahoe's resorts, they are going to be closing up soon as well. Most estimated that they would be open till mid-April, but we'll have to see, again, if we make it that far. Temperatures here are going to be in the 80s, possibly 90s and up in some inland areas, and Tahoe is going to be at some of those ski resorts are going to be into the 70s, so snow's going to be rapidly melting.
That is crazy.
It's fun. Our reservoirs are very full. They're at or near capacity, which is good. So, like, we're cool for this year. Like, all the drought alarm bells aren't going off, but you have another dry winter with not that much snowfall again next year. Then we're suddenly right back into sort of drought panic situation.
Oh, well, that will not be good. But in the meantime, I'm happy the sun's out and we're getting some warm weather.
I am too, but I didn't go skiing or snowboarding. We didn't. The kids were dying to go to the snow this year. They were begging. We're going to go sledding, something, anything. We're like, yes, we will take you. And then we kept pushing it back. Well, let's go next week. And then now I think we might have waited too long.
Too late. All right, next in the JV Show, we have your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, before we get to What the Bleep, which is your chance to win a chug mug, by the way, couple of talkbacks. I was telling you guys how I flew out to Phoenix over the weekend, and I had to pay that $45 fee to go through TSA because I don't have a real ID and I couldn't fly with my passport anymore because it expired at the end of last year.
Hey, Selena. Good morning. I was in the same situation with you. I have an expired passport and I have no real ID, just a regular ID. And I'm supposed to be getting my real ID. But anyways, I went to the airport and TSA told me that I can use my expired passport for 2 years domestically, and I did not pay the $45. So next time, you can use your expired passport domestically.
What? I didn't know that was a thing.
What's the point of having an expiration date then?
Why?
You could just use an expired document? What?
Maybe not internationally, but here.
But why?
I didn't expect that. I didn't know that was a thing, so I didn't bother.
It makes it seem
that
like...
That goes against everything I know.
I know. Airports seem a little more strict than that.
I would think, but apparently, like, it doesn't matter. Expired date, big deal.
Well, good to know. If that's true, I hope you're not setting me up. But I feel like with my luck, I still would have been stopped and not able to go through just because it's me.
Yeah.
Like, it worked for you. It would not have worked for me. The other thing I was talking about is the drive-through liquor stores in Phoenix.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Selena, you mentioned a drive-through liquor store. I think there's a drive-through liquor store in Concord on Clayton Road. Just to let you know that one does exist out here. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
It does?
What?
But these ones, the one, I saw your story, were they like making you drinks in there? It looked like they were handing you drinks that were already mixed.
Like that one did have, like slushy machines. Not all of them do. That one did have like a pre-mixed
See, I don't think we're allowed to have that here.
You can't have
an open container in California.
Right.
Other states,
but it has like a lid and they put a sticker on it. Yeah. But yeah, no, I understand that. But you know how convenient it was to just like pull up and you like order whatever you're getting and like all your snacks and stuff. And you're just like, I'm going to take this and this and this candy. And they just bring it to you.
How cool.
It was nice.
That does sound nice.
It was very nice. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And you are going to be winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Yep. If you and I are, you better be patient and slow down and take your time or else we're going to miss a spot.
Like, why are you in such a rush? You know?
What spot is that?
Well, that's, you know.
I wouldn't know how to find it either way. All right,
think most about, men don't.
Yeah, we don't. Right. We're clueless. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, remember the number one rule here, this is a family show, so you got to keep your guess PG. Mm-hmm. When you've got that guess and it's ready to go, whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talkback mic button while you are streaming our station, which is Wild 94.9. Hello. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess, so we want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten it correct. First correct answer of the morning.
Woo!
It's a chug mug.
Yes, and it could be you. We're going to play some of your first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and first person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If you and I are, you better be patient and slow down and take your time or else we're going to miss a spot.
Mm-mm. Facts. Can't be having that.
Yeah, you got to focus on the spots, right?
And all the spots.
Yeah.
Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Beverly calling from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word this morning is cleaning. Got to slow down when you're cleaning or you miss a spot. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Great guess.
Great guess, Beverly. That was the most popular guess that's come in so far this morning. Everybody guessing cleaning. Great guess, but not it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Julio from Pinal. My guess is going to be painting. All right, have a great day.
Painting.
There's your second most popular guess in this first batch of talkbacks that's coming in. Painting.
Does your fiance ever paint with you?
I've had him paint with me only a couple of times, but he loses his patience because he's not as good as me, obviously.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Hey, I think that missing word is showering. All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Oh, if you're going to shower with me?
Yeah. Slow down. Yeah. Take your time.
I missed a spot.
You need a shower buddy. They can help identify if you've missed a spot or reach a spot that you can't reach.
Since we've established that no man can touch their back.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you just not wash your back?
You just let the water run over it.
Wow.
Majority of the time you're in the shower, right? You're either standing facing the water with your back to it. So, like, it's getting a lot of water.
Right, but you still need to, like, use soap.
Why?
I don't know. Just because.
I feel like you need to scrub some of that out.
Unless I was, like, rolling around in the mud on my back. Like, my back is just generally just needs some water to just rinse it off, right?
But the sweat.
No, like, you don't, like, do a full body wash.
Yeah, but what? So, describe to me how you're scrubbing your back.
With the little.
The loofah thing. You just go like this, back, and then back, and decides, and you just get all the spots.
Man, you actually can reach back there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, I know.
I can hit my lower back and then the tops of my shoulders, and that is it. There's
all right. We are getting sidetracked. Great guesses so far for what the bleep, but not the correct one. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the talkback. Mike on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Sorry, that's absolutely wrong about the back. You either have a brush, long-handled brush, or you whip your washcloth over your shoulder, grab the bottom part with your other hand, and scrub your back that way. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Yeah, Graham. There's ways. There's ways you can wash your back.
If I'm in my shower with a long-handled brush scrubbing my back, I just take the man card, just give it away, and just never bring it back to me.
What's not manly about being clean?
I am clean. I'm clean. I smell good. I'm fresh. The water running down my back, staying in the shower, is plenty. I don't need to buy a long-handled, old-timey brush and be scrubbing the center of my back, nor do I need to be in there dancing around like Magic Mike Live, whipping my washcloth onto my back. Yeah. I don't use a washcloth because I'm a man.
What do you use?
A bar of soap in my hands.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
What else do you need in there?
I don't know. Something to, like... Yeah. Even if you have a bar of soap, you still use like a loofah.
That thing's a bacteria trap. You're just smearing bacteria all over yourself.
So how often do you wash your bar of soap?
The bar of soap is self-cleaning because it's soap.
That was a trick question.
That was a trick question. And it is, yes.
All right, let's get back to what the bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If you and I are... You better be patient and slow down and take your time or else we're going to miss a spot.
That's
By
right.
taking your time, do you mean 30 to 45 seconds?
No, minutes. Oh. Minutes.
Asking for a friend,
this
of course.
This is a family show, you guys. Let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning. This is Sharon from St. Helena. Happy Monday. My word is traveling. Have a good day.
Traveling,
popular. JV Show number one, St. Helena, by the way.
Yes,
I just checked.
Thank you so much.
Traveling and like sightseeing, those were popular guesses this morning.
Got it. Yeah,
good morning, JV Show. I got another guess for the bleeped out word this morning. It is weeding, pulling up weeds. All right, y'all have a good morning. This is Andrea in Albany.
That's a good guess, weeding.
Yeah.
Selena's like, I've never weeded something.
You will not catch me outside doing that.
In my life.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Van from Milpitas, and I think that the bleeped out word is vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
You got to get all the spots.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's not really like a couple's activity, though.
No.
Yeah, no.
You and I are vacuuming together.
Unless you do it like with one person standing behind the other, arms around their waist, and just vacuum.
Oh, yeah. That's a
back
sound,
and forth that's together.
True. Sounds pretty nice.
Any activity can be a two-person activity if you think about
sure.
it.
Sure.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is shopping.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
If you and I are shopping, you better be patient and slow down and take your time or else we're going to miss a spot.
Yeah, I want to look at everything. Because what if I want something from, one of the sections in the store, but you're rushing me?
I hate that.
Or you miss one of the stores at the mall entirely because you're trying to race in and out of the place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
Take your time.
My nightmare is going shopping and taking my time.
Right. Not missing a store.
Right. That is not my nightmare. I will sleep just fine. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, Owen and Jessica and Gilroy. What's up, Owen and Jessica? What's up? I was going to offer to cut their chug mug in half, but they've won before, so I don't think I need to split this one between them. I think they each have their own chug mug and maybe some of their family members as well. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many as I suspected. Wake up, people. It's Monday. Let's go. Ricky in San Jose had the correct answer. So did Ruben in Fairfield. What's up, Ruben? What's up? Enjoy your day, Fairfield. I'll have to find a map, see where that is. I'm kidding, Fairfield Daytonians. Mareta and Tracy came with the correct answer as well. Again, nobody as fast as Owen and Jessica and Gilroy. They were on it this morning. On it, lightning fast. Woo! Anybody else I'm missing, Jess,
that
I should be shouting out? That is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this Monday is Monday.
Yeah,
me.
It is. Well, thank you, everyone, for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow, same time right here on the JV Show. Don't forget, 8:25 this morning, we have your single-day tickets for Outside Land.
Oh, that's huge. That is huge.
Be here for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
John, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
We are great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, you're on this morning to play our Yup Nope game. Jess, what is on the line today?
We have two tickets for Quinn.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions.
My daughter, Quinn?
Not, no. Is she performing?
She does in my living room all the time. You should see it. The Fate of Ophelia.
I don't think we're talking about your daughter, Graham.
This is Quinn, the biggest pop singer from China.
That's guys. What I meant.
Mm-hmm. John, we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Eight.
Here we go. Question number one. Sugar Rush Stripey, Ghost, and Carolina Reaper are all different types of what?
Peppers.
Yep. Easy. That was easy.
The hell is a Sugar Rush Stripey?
You ever
eating one of those?
Nope.
Not me. Sounds hot, I guess, or sweet. All right, question number two. Napoleon was the emperor of what country?
France.
Yep.
These are easy, easy ones.
All right, well, let's see if you got this one. Here's question number three. Tofu is a popular vegetarian food that is made out of what?
Soybeans.
Yeah.
Dang it, this guy knows everything.
Yeah. Three for three to start this one. He's already won the game. He doesn't even need the fourth question, but we'll give it to him just for funsies. Question number four. In chess, what's the max number of squares the king can move on a single turn?
One.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Take all the tickets. You got it. You can just go. You got the winning.
Well, that was very easy for you, so congratulations. You just got two tickets to check out Quinn.
Nice job.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. John, hang on there for those tickets. Everybody else, well, we're going to play this game again tomorrow, same
yes,
time,
we
obviously.
Will.
But 8:25, we have your single day tickets for Outside Lands. You want to be here for that.
Nice.
Because who doesn't want to go to Outside Lands? Grammy, got some shout outs?
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. First one here. Hi, Graham. Back in your DMs for another birthday. Can you please wish Alessandra Victoria a happy 9th birthday? It was on Saturday. Vico, it's a blessing having your quirky, funny little self in our lives. Your nerdy half completes my nerdy half. Love mom, dad, valet, and vocho. Bleh, it says. Anyways, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Sliding into your DMs. Wanted to send our little miracle a shout out. Happy 12th birthday, Olivia. We love you so much, little girl. Wishing you the best today and always. Love mom, dad, and cat siblings, Mooney and Luna. Yes, happy birthday, Olivia.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Can you give a huge birthday shout out to our amazing son, Jackson, who is turning 9 years old today? We're so proud of everything you've done and everything you're going to do. We'll always be your number one fans cheering you on. Hope you enjoy your day. We love you so much. Happy birthday, bubs. Love mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy, Ate, Athena, Genevieve, and Kenzo. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham. I was wondering if you could give Nico a shout-out this morning. He's turning 10 today, the big 1-0. I hope he has the best day today. Your mom and I love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate your birthday in Hawaii in a week. Ooh, nice. We're so proud of you, bud. Love mom and dad. I personally know Nico. I saw him at Big Five the other day.
Really?
He's from Napa. Great kid.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Could you please wish our son Dylan a happy 5th birthday? He's the sweetest little TKer and has a heart as big as the world. We hope he has an amazing day continuing his birthday celebration at school. We love you so much, Dilly. Stop growing so fast. Love mom, dad, grandma, Logan, and Lee. Yes, happy birthday,
aww,
Dilly.
Happy
who
birthday.
Gives a fart?
Repeat dad sliding into your DMs. Welcome back. Wanted to ask if you could wish my son Julian a happy birthday either tomorrow or Monday. His birthday is Sunday the 16th, I think, just like JV. He'll be turning 11 years old and has been an awesome kid. That's from Odin, Patricia, Yesenia, and Selah. I think you got your days kind of just like a little bit squirrely mixed up
Monday.
Because Monday is today, which is the 16th. So I will be giving you that shout out today on Monday, even though you sent me that this morning. Tomorrow is not Monday today. Well, whatever. Let's not get into
it.
It's the semantics there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, Graham. Second time sliding into your DMs. Welcome back as well. Wanted to wish my beautiful baby girl, Harlow, a happy birthday. She's officially 6 today. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy and Huddy. Love you so much. Yes. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy
Keep
birthday.
This in mind, though, Harlow, as you go about your incredible birthday day.
Who gives a fart?
That is a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Doja Cat is opening up about her new diagnosis. Here is some of the video that she posted on Friday on her TikTok.
I've learned from a very young age to pretend that I like stuff, to pretend that I'm happy, to pretend that I don't like stuff that I do, to appear like everything is okay. It caught up with me, and I'm now struggling with BPD.
So BPD is borderline personality disorder. I personally don't know much about this. Mm-hmm. According to the Mayo Clinic, it's a mental health condition that affects the way people feel about themselves and others, and it can make it difficult to function in everyday life. It includes a pattern of unstable, intense relationships, as well as an unhealthy way of like how you view yourself. Mm-hmm. So she says she is in treatment.
It's an agonizing condition, and I've been in therapy for years now. And it is like an 8-year process of curing, of treatment and healing in order to cure it.
So she keeps talking about how it's curable. So I think it's just years and years of therapy to kind of change the way you think about yourself and others to make it a little bit more positive. One of the people that she brought up as an example, and she gave a disclaimer. She's not saying that Chapel Roan has BPD, not by any means. But she thinks that there is kind of, she saw like a correlation maybe with how Chapel is in front of cameras and being able to like outwardly show her dislike for the attention and the people following her and the paparazzi, where Doja struggled with that. She wasn't able to be her true self. If something bothered her, she became so like used to just having to hide it and lying to everybody.
I love that she can be uncomfortable comfortably in front of people and protect herself and be honest. I had to learn how to be honest. I had to learn how to be honest with myself. I lied to myself for years.
So who knows how long Doja's been struggling with this? She said maybe forever. Maybe it's been something, you know, that just went undiagnosed for a long time.
I'm glad she's getting help now, though, because it seems like she is on the road to recovery, if that is...
Definitely. And it probably explains why she's been out of the, you know, the spotlight too. She's healing and, you know, on a whole separate journey away from
the public. She has a tour this year.
She does?
Yeah, it's going to kick off at the end of the year. So she is planning on still, you know, doing performances and stuff.
I have a quick update on the Nancy Guthrie case. Long story short, it is still not going anywhere, but there has been, you know, some new information to come out. Mainly just that the feds have been able to recover more images from surveillance cameras at Nancy's home. They got some, not video, because remember, she wasn't paying her subscription or whatever. So everything they're getting was just pulls from like the cloud, if that's what you want to call it. So they weren't able to recover any videos, but they did get thumbnail images from her motion activated cameras that pointed out towards her backyard and the side yard and the swimming pool. And it does show several people in the backyard and side yard before Nancy's abduction. And then shortly afterwards, like the afterwards is obviously a lot of law enforcement and people investigating. They did not capture anything on the night of the abduction. So they got these new images. Sources say there's nothing suspicious in them, really. So it's just another dead end. She's been missing since February 1st.
Wow.
We're a month and a half.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. It's really not good. I feel like everything, it just leads to nowhere.
The only good news is I can cancel paying for my Google Nest subscription.
Yeah, apparently you don't need it.
The cameras that's out there somewhere. Yeah. So.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, East Bay drivers, here's your big reminder that as of yesterday... The newly installed speed cameras in Oakland have officially begun issuing actual fines. We've talked about these cameras a lot, especially when they first went in here in the city. They've been cranking out tickets for a while now here. Anyone going 11 miles an hour over the speed limit at one of the intersections that has these cameras automatically just gets sent a fine to them, straight to them in the mail. Well, Oakland was the next California city to put these in, and for the first 60 days, they were up there just sending warnings to everybody, letting them know, hey, you got caught, but you don't owe anything yet until the start date. City officials said they sent an average of 3,600 warnings a day. But now, again, the warning phase is over. So there are 18 locations with 35 cameras across Oakland. According to data released by the city, the locations that have issued the greatest number of warnings for people going over the speed limit, 73rd Avenue, Broadway, Hagenberger Road, 98th Avenue, and 7th Street. But again, there are 18 locations across Oakland, and starting yesterday and today and all this week and for the foreseeable future, you will get a fine if you are going more than 11 miles an hour over the speed limit in one of those areas. And the fines...
Slow down.
The fines go up. I think they start at 50 bucks or whatever it is. And then they go up if you were to go be going 21 miles an hour, you know, and so on and so forth. Right. And it gets harsher and harsher. If you're going 100 miles an hour with the speed limit, they have something for you too. And that one's like 400
miles over the speed limit?
People have done it, Selena. People have done it, I'm sure.
That's insane.
So is this going to be the new norm? Are we going to start just seeing this be implemented literally everywhere?
Technology and probably. Policing? Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not good for you, Selena.
Hey, specifically. I don't speed.
Okay, allegedly, right?
I do.
Yes.
You caught me. You guys caught me.
The JV Show lie detector, the little things were...
You guys got it out of me.
Thing was going off the charts there for a second. Jeez.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena and Jess, and happy birthday, Graham. Have you wished your twin a happy birthday yet? I know that you always forget that you have another person to wish happy birthday to. Either way, happy birthday.
Wait, is today your birthday, Wait. Graham?
I appreciate the birthday You're wishes.
Who gives a fart?
I have not yet wished my twin sister a happy birthday because it's not our birthday today.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Maybe a little confused. Important. It is an important birthday, March 16th, a JV.
Today's JV's birthday.
JV's birthday. So
Can
maybe.
Can you get a who gives a fart? Put some respect on my best friend, JV.
Sorry.
Who gives a fart?
You. Maybe she thought, maybe. Remember that. That was a birthday and it was his and not my. I don't know. But it's not my birthday today.
Okay.
Not till August. You got some time. But
Graham is a Leo bestie.
Yeah. Get your talkbacks ready for that day.
Well, we do have another birthday coming up on the JV Show. We learned Jess's birthday is on the 20th.
I'm glad you learned this 3 years
Who
later.
Who gives a fart?
I knew it was in March. I didn't
it's
know
not
what
ringing
day.
Any bells for me.
Right. You'll forget by then. Yeah.
All right. We have your Outside Lands tickets coming up 8:25. Right now, though, let's talk to Graham.
You guys, major RV update. Major RV update. After this old hunk of bolts sitting on my property that my buddy dropped off there that was supposed to be there for just 2 days, and then it has been there for the last, I don't know, 5 months or 4.5 months, I am pleased, proud, ecstatic to announce it's gone!
Oh my God! Woo! I don't believe it.
So whoever had mid-March... In the JV Show Prediction Journal, a lot of people were weighing in with predictions about when that thing was finally going to get towed out of there. It has. It is gone, and I have changed the locks. It's never coming back. I put a gate up. I'm securing the property. See, I'm going to build a concrete wall. And
I don't,
and
I
it's
don't
not
believe
coming
that.
Back.
This is one of your buddies who asked for a favor.
Uh-huh.
He parked his old RV there on your property.
Yeah.
I feel like if he asked you again, you'd be like, yeah, sure, bring it on over.
No.
Because you're too afraid to say no.
Yep. No. See, I learned. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that was shame on me the second time because we've talked about this a lot on the show. RV Watch 2024, it might have even started before that. I don't know. The thing lived on my property for almost a year after it was supposed to be there for just one night. And then he did get it. And then a few months later, I was like, ah, okay, you can drop back off again. And that was supposed to just be for two nights. And now here we are. That was for... more than 4 months ago. So it is gone.
Oh,
it is done. There
gosh.
Will not be a fool me three times. So the lock.
I feel like there's a three time.
No,
yeah,
I swear.
I think so.
If he asked me, hey, I got to bring it back. The answer is no. I've seen this movie. I know how it ends. I'm not doing it again.
What will be your reasoning?
I just can't do it. I mean, he's very apologetic. I'll give him that. Like, he's a great guy. Like, he's very apologetic that it's been there that long, and I appreciated that. But that's it. Now we're at the end of the line.
All right.
It's done.
RV is gone. Wow. There's your update. People were wondering. People were leaving talkbacks. Right. Like, what's up with
RV? There was almost a daily talkback asking for a status check on that. And I appreciate you guys being invested in this. And I just say it feels great. My view is back in my backyard. I don't have to look at it anymore. And I just feel good. And I feel like a great weight has been lifted from me.
And I now have some chug mugs to send out, you guys. There were a lot of people that were correcting their guests.
Really?
That March. Yep. Specifically, I want to shout out just really quick, Luis.
Okay.
He said mid-March, like 13 or 14.
No way.
Psychic.
Wow.
Psychic.
And I think it was. I think it was the 14th. I mean, he was spot on.
That's
insane.
It was
a couple days ago. So, yeah, that was... Wow, that's right on. Yeah, and these were predictions that we took last year in November, I think. It might have even been earlier than November.
Yeah. So I got to double check because there were quite a bit of people that said either like they either said March or they said like, oh, 6 months from now, 7 months from now. So I got to do the math.
Okay. Yeah. See if the math is math and we can't do it right now in our heads. Hey, we're just radio people.
Right. Yeah.
We ain't good at numbers. Anything else from your weekend though, Graham?
Yeah. So that was the highlight of my weekend. The low light, unfortunately, was a scary weekend for my dog, Hambone. On Thursday, she started acting very strange. Like she's a golden retriever and she's about to be 12 years old in May. So she's an old gal and she suddenly was just super, super lethargic. Like didn't want to move. Oh. Like curled up in the corner and like laying down and like didn't anytime. She's a like very food driven. So if you're eating at the table, like she's right there drooling, waiting, you know, to lick your plate or get a scrap or whatever. And when she's not doing that, you know, something's not right. And so that went on the entire day. And I was like, if she's not better by the next day, we got to go to the vet. And same thing on Friday morning. She was acting the exact same. Didn't want to get up, didn't want to do anything. And so my wife made an appointment, and so I raced out of here on Friday after the show and took her to the vet. And, you know, they gave her kind of a once-over, and they were like, I don't know what it is, so we got to do all the tests. And so they did blood tests and other panels and stuff and x-rays. And anybody that's been to the vet recently knows, just give them your entire wallet. You know, just like, here you go. Mm-hmm. This will cost all the money. Whatever money you got, just whatever. But it, like, you know, she's part of the family, so you don't think twice about it. Although you are kind of like, well, maybe we should start with that one thing. Let's check that. And then if you don't see anything there, then let's go to the next thing before I just say, do all the things that cost all the money. But I didn't feel like I was worried about it.
It's so expensive, and pet insurance doesn't cover any of it.
So no, we don't even have pet insurance anymore. We dropped it after they denied covering anything we ever submitted. Wow. So anyways, what they came back with, when they looked at the x-rays, they think she has some sort of spine condition or something. Look, her blood work and all stuff came back normal. And the vet was like, I was kind of bracing you for the worst, because a 12-year-old golden retriever, usually when something like this happens, it's like they've got a tumor somewhere and it's no good. So I was very much braced for some horrible news. And it was great news to find out her blood work and all stuff. Everything came back just like totally normal. What they think it is that her spine has a little curve now at the top as she's gotten older. I guess the muscles don't really hold the spine in place as good.
No.
And so her discs have started to fuse together. Like the dog's spine is trying to hold itself in place a little better. So they've started to fuse together. And what they could see on the x-ray is that one of the spots that it has fused together look like it has a little crack in it. So essentially they're like, the way they describe it is like, it's like an old person throwing out their back. I think that she's just like
threw her back out.
So they gave her an injection. Anti-inflammatory injection in her back, and she's got some pain medicine she's on. You guys, she's back to normal. She's just totally back to normal. So she threw her back
out. Isn't that crazy? Something similar happened to my dog years ago. He's a Frenchie, and they're very like compact. Mm-hmm. I guess it's pretty common for them to have spine issues or back issues or whatever. And same thing. He like wouldn't move. He was like shaking, which we found out from the vet that he was shaking due to the pain that he was in. But we have no idea what's going on. Take him in there. They're like, yeah, I took the x-rays. It's a spine disc thing, and gave him some pain medication. You know, and if it doesn't fix itself, he's going to have surgery. And we're like, oh, my God. And we think it's from him, like, jumping in and out of the car or going upstairs or whatever. And a few days later, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you just go from that to being completely fine?
I'm hoping
like in Hambone's case.
I'm hoping this thing heals up. Again, I was like, should she be going up and down the stairs and jumping? He's like, no, you should be carrying her. I'm like,
oh my God, have you been carrying her? How much does Hambone weigh? She's huge.
Well, she's like 60, low 60s pounds. I mean, she's not huge for golden retrievers, but it's still a load carrying up and down the stairs.
Get her a little doggy elevator.
I don't have it. Where am I going to put a dog elevator in my house?
Just build one. You built the house. Why didn't you do that?
I'll put a dog elevator in.
Well, glad she's doing better. Spot.
She is doing better right now.
So
but
scary.
I was so worried because the look on his face was before they had done any of the tests was like, you might want to be sitting down for this.
No.
So,
oh, my God.
That was good news. So
okay, good.
She's still ticking.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Just kidding. Tone it down.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Only Monday. But thanks for having us on. I am Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Jess.
And I need a little warning. Or not a warning. Alert. Please. Because as much as I hate to admit it, you guys were right about something.
Yes. Get your cocoa props ready, Selena. Yeah. I'm hungry this morning. Starving. Pour me up a big bowl.
You guys were right that the La Boo Boo craze
La baby.
Has come and gone. It's done.
Oh, we told
this is
you.
A big bowl. This is a big you. Bowl. Put a lot of milk in mine.
Eat it up.
Done. Oh, yeah.
Music yeah. to my ears.
Coco props.
Because I was still hopeful that people were still kind of at least a little intrigued by it, at least wanted to collect a few more of them. Nope. And there was a Hello Kitty collection that I told you about last week. And I was like, you know, people are obviously going to be excited about that. And
did then I drop yet, by the way? Or
is... Not yet. Okay. The 26th of this month. But I told you guys last week as well that there was a Pop Mart store that was going to open in San Mateo at Hillsdale Mall. So I actually popped in there yesterday. And to my surprise... There was a ton of La Boo Boos, full stock.
Oh, just sitting there.
Right in the front, you guys.
And you were the only person there?
Nobody wants them.
No, there was a lot of people in the store. They just were not looking at La Boo Boos. They were looking at everything else around there. And, I mean, if you remember, people would line up and still wouldn't be able to get a La Boo Boo in store. And this was just, what, like last year? So they would be gone in an instant if you tried getting them in stores. And now to show up and be like, wow, I have an option of getting 10 boxes if I wanted to, was so sad.
Okay, does this change the way you feel about the Hello Kitty collab that's going to be dropping? Because on Friday, was it Friday we talked about this or Thursday?
Yep.
You know, you were very hopeful. Like, this is going to be what gets people excited about La Boo Boos again. Does this kind of change your mind?
It does. Because I do think now that it's, I'm joining your guys' side that it's over.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done. Over. Take a moment, say your goodbyes. Favorite memory with your La Boo Boo, Jess?
La baby.
Honestly, the thrill of buying it online was my favorite.
The excitement. Yeah, the thrill of online shopping.
When I was finally
thrilling about that.
Your life makes me sad. That's your biggest thrill?
Because it was
the thrill of buying a La Boo Boo online was the most exciting part of owning a La Boo Boo.
I have a little bit of a shopping...
Okay.
Tell us more about the thrill. The adrenaline.
Because it was so hard to get one online, you guys. You don't understand. So it took me so long, and then I finally got one, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
So let's discuss this.
Okay.
Where do we go from here? Because Jess has a La Boo Boo. Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants these things anymore. They're done.
I'm going to keep it for the next 20 years.
I'm talking
years.
To Graham.
Yeah. Oh. But
what should we do? With her La Boo Boo.
I think we should have a ceremonial goodbye for it. I'll get some M80s and we'll just blow it up on the roof here.
I was thinking throw it over a bridge.
Okay. Or that's littering, though. I'd like to see it like explode or something. Or get cut up into pieces.
Oh, that's so sad.
Make it into some La Boo Boo confetti. I used to see these things hanging off everybody's bag or even at the school. I picked the kids up. Everybody's backpack
Everyone
had one of these things
on.
I don't see one in sight.
Nope. Selena, you got one for your hypothetical daughter.
I did.
Does she still have it?
She has it. Yeah, but I guess I haven't seen it in a while.
There you go.
Now that you mention it.
Super, super quick, though.
Yes.
While I was shopping at Hillsdale Mall, I did run into some of our listeners, and they are always the sweetest. So I do want to shout out Blanca and Nathan. Met them there at the mall.
Woo!
Who gives a fuck?
Shout out to you.
Love you so much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Hazel from San Francisco. Okay, I am a La Boo Boo guy. I'm a Skull Panda guy. I'm an all of them guy. And the Hello Kitty La Boo Boo collab dropped on the 12th, and they were gone in seconds. I was able to snag one. I got the cinnamon roll. But no, the La Boo Boo trend is still going. They're not as lucrative. The market's flooded, but it's going.
Somebody's lying, because Jess told us it doesn't come out until the 26th. So, Jess, are you lying to us?
Well, I think I got it wrong, because it dropped online, but they just haven't rolled it out in stores yet.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So those La Boo Boos have already been snatched up. But
she's saying there's still a thing. People still want them.
People still want them, but the value is way, way down. So that tells me that people are still clinging to the hope that they are going to increase in value at some point, or that demand is going to come back. And we just talked about that a minute ago.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert.
Oh, because I think if it wasn't a collaboration with Hello Kitty, then there was a chance that they wouldn't have gone that fast.
Oh, we know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a
sad moment.
Sad day.
Yes.
Oh, no. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, there's a guy online that is being hailed as the PetSmart truther, because he has made it his mission to find out the answer to an age-old mystery about the name of the company PetSmart. He even made a song and a music video to help us all get to the bottom of it.
Smart or pets smart? Are you saying that pets are smart or are you saying you're a mark for pets? I need answers. Which one is it? I can't be both.
Some people got way too much time on their hands. Oh my God.
So, around the room, is it pet smart or pets smart? And it can't be both.
It's definitely pets smart. It's a mart for pets.
It's pet smart.
Okay, now,
but they're literally it's a store. It's a mart for pets.
That is a lot of people's argument. And if you look at the logo for pet smart, there is a bouncing ball going over the top of it that makes it look like an apostrophe between the T and the S. So it's pets mart. That would lend to Selena's side. But Jess, you're saying it's pet smart and it can't be both.
Yeah. That doesn't even make sense. Like, yes, pets are smart, but that doesn't even make sense as like the name of a store.
Well, pet smart as in like you're being smart about.
About your pet.
Yeah, about your pet. I just feel like whenever I say, like, well, I'm going to go to PetSmart, I'm saying Pet Smart.
I'm going to PetSmart.
I'm going to PetSmart.
The mart for pets.
It's a mart for pets.
Graham, you're the tiebreaker here. Which is it?
I know the answer.
Choose wisely. Oh, there is
an
answer.
It can't be both.
So there's an actual answer. They've come out and said this is what it is?
Yes, because this video's kind of gone viral or whatever, and PetSmart weighed in the comments, and everyone's like totally swinging whiffed with a moment to go viral because they just chimed in, and they said it's PetSmart. Case closed. No more screaming. You're scaring the pets.
Wait, it's which one?
Pet smart.
Yes!
It's pet smart.
I knew it.
My mind's blown.
What?
I was with you.
That
I thought it was pet smart.
Now I'm mad.
Pet smart. I like it.
But why?
Because it just...
I don't know either. It doesn't make sense.
Thank
but that's
you.
According to the company, because they chimed in. Their official account responded.
They're probably just saying
said,
that to rile people up.
No,
smart.
No. I think it makes sense because also in... I think... I'm pretty sure in the logo, like, pet is capitalized, like, capital P, and then S in smart. So you wouldn't put apostrophe S capital.
In some of the logos, the word pet is in red and the word smart is in blue. But again, the bouncing ball thing makes it look like an apostrophe between the T and the S. So it's very mixed signals in their own logo. Their logo makes it look like pets, apostrophe, mart, but also...
But some of them are two
pet
colors.
And smart.
Pet smart. Yeah.
I'm glad I was right.
Better question.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Right.
Or better question, can we listen to the song again? I loved it. Feel free to sing along, you guys.
Okay. Is it pet smart or pet smart? Are you saying that pets are smart or are you saying you're a mark for pets?
This is so dumb. But I love it.
That's the best thing I've heard in months. I love that guy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. Just hearing about JV's birthday being today. Miss hearing him on the radio. Happy birthday to him. And hope Natasha's doing well. Miss hearing her also. Been a listener since the doghouse days. Wow, long time. Really miss him. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much. Yes,
yes,
today is JV's birthday.
Happy birthday, JV. Happy
yes, you said Natasha posted a video of them.
I encourage people, a lot of people leave talkbacks and send me messages asking how Natasha is doing. Go follow her on social media. Mm-hmm. She's been pretty active lately. And then she posted a little tribute today for JV, so go check her out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, before we get to today's hottest trending.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jess from Brentwood. Selena, I totally agree with you. It should be PetSmart.
Thank you.
However, I just looked at the app that I have on my phone, and it's Pet with a capital P and Smart with a capital S. So there you go. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
My mind is blown. Again, I think
mine
a lot of people
too.
Are that have always assumed that it is PetSmart because it is a store for pets. But actually, it is pet and then the word smart because you're being smart about your pet. Or your pet is smart. I don't know.
Makes sense.
Smart is the actual name. The company had to weigh in after the PetSmart truther went viral with a song trying to get to the bottom of which it is. And it is PetSmart. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I hate this.
I love it. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Job fair. March 18th. Join the Graton team. Apply on site or online at GratonCareers.com.
So it looks like one of David's friends is ready to talk. So David, as you know, last year his abandoned Tesla was found with a decomposing body in the trunk. That was later identified as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. Sources say it is all but a done deal that he will be indicted for murder. And there's one person they really need to talk to, and that would be his friend Neo. Now, Neo is a very important witness in this case, in her disappearance and how she ended up in the trunk of David's car. Only problem is, at least in the beginning, was that he wasn't cooperating with authorities, and he was even arrested for failing to appear as a witness. But it looks like now all of that is changing. Not sure what happened between Neo and David, but while Neo was streaming over the weekend, he called David a D-head.
Okay.
D-word head. And he alluded to having a ton of information about this case. And he posted on Saturday about him wanting to, you know, have justice for the victim and her family. And people are saying that him using the word victim implies homicide, not an accidental death or an overdose. Like, people were kind of speculating in the beginning. So it's safe to say that he is going to be one of the people called to testify when this does go to trial. He's also unfollowed David on social media. So I don't think he's going to hold back. He says it seems
good.
You know, it's clear as day he's ready to do the talking.
Right. That's probably what this case is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Know what I
mean? I mean, he was like David's right-hand man. He was there for everything.
The fact that we're not farther along in this case with charges filed and a court date and all that stuff they're just probably missing that one thing that they need to have a strong enough case.
I think this is it. Definitely. This next story is for Jess because you are our Secret Lives of Mormon Wives watcher here on the JV show. Did you see the production shut down?
I saw that, but I didn't read into it.
They are currently shooting the new season, and sources say that production had to shut down after a major drama with Taylor, Frankie, Paul, and her baby daddy, Dakota. They just got into this huge fight that was so bad they had to shut down production, turn off the cameras.
Dang.
We don't know the context. We don't know what exactly happened, what caused the fight. I honestly know nothing about them. That's why I wanted to ask you, like, what is their relationship like?
Ooh, they are very, like, back and forth, on and off relationship. They hate each other one moment, love each other the next, want to try it out again. Then they hate each other again. One of them cheats. Then they find out.
Oh, my God.
So they do. I mean, I can see this happening, but I feel like they do kind of have these fights every season. So it must have been very, very explosive.
I mean, do you think it can stem from her agreeing to be the next Bachelorette?
That could be part of it.
I mean, if this is somebody she's on off with, I imagine that person wouldn't be very happy.
I mean, he's the one that really screwed up in their relationship, and I feel like she was willing to give him a chance while they were still filming the last season. But I'm assuming her going on the Bachelorette, like, completely took that out of the question.
Wow.
But again, they're still co-parenting, so they still have to interact with one another. So
whatever this fight was about, it sounds really bad. TMZ saying it's unclear how long production will be paused or whether cameras are going to roll again soon. The show just said they're taking the matter very seriously and handling it with caution. So I don't know if things turned, like, physical or...
I wouldn't doubt it if they did, because I think they have mentioned on the show before that they've had fights that have turned into physical before between
the Mormons
both of,
or fighters is what you're saying.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Oh no. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the United States has advanced in the World Baseball Classic. Yesterday, they beat the Dominican Republic 2-1 in the semifinals, but this one was not without major controversy. Team USA closer Mason Miller on the mound, Geraldo Perdomo up to bat. And Miller was trying to hold a one-run lead. Again, it was 2-1. We're in the bottom of the ninth, two outs, man on third base, and with a full count, Miller threw a slider, and it was not in the strike zone. Perdomo did not even offer it, didn't swing, figured he had a walk, And then home plate umpire stepped in and called him out on strikes. It ended the game, gave Team USA a 2-1 win. People very upset about this because the pitch was not a strike. It was not close. There was nothing he could do about it, though, because there is no challenge system in the World Baseball Classic. They don't, the strike zone calls cannot be reviewed. And so, look, we're happy Team USA advanced, but you don't want to win like that because it was clearly not a strike, and that would have set up some more, a very, you know, who knows what would have happened after that, but that ended the game, so we'll never know. The loss eliminated the Dominican Republic, and with the win, Team USA now advances to the finals. This is their third time in a row in a finals. I think they lost the last time they're in 2023 against Japan. We are waiting to see the winner of tonight's matchup, Venezuela versus Italy, and we will play them in the final, which is going to be on Tuesday, I believe. Whoa. So congrats to Team USA, but...
I'm like, do I cheer? And no, it's not...
Didn't like exactly. Seeing that one. Right. You can't, as an umpire, you can't call them out. Strike three, looking on a pitch that's not close. Ooh. Yeah, I didn't like that. Should have been a walk.
Thank you for that info, Grammy. Coming up next on the JV Show, something we do every Monday. Let's discuss our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God. So I told you guys how I went to Phoenix over the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mom is still out there trying to fly back.
Wait, what? SFO.
You just left her?
Oh, we took separate flights. She was there earlier, and she was going to leave later. Trying to fly back this morning, and her flight was delayed. She said that somebody told her because the pilot got drunk last night and can't fly the plane
this
morning.
Are you serious?
They have to bring in the wait for the on-call pilot to show up.
I don't know if that's rumor or fact, but that's what she was told by someone.
Wait.
And they're at the airport.
They don't just get like another...
Really? I've never heard of that actually happening.
It has actually happened. I've read news articles about it. Yeah, you have to sit there and wait because now the on-call pilot's got to drive all the way to the airport, check in, drop their stuff off, and get to your plane.
Interesting.
To fly it.
All right, well,
it can happen.
Let's talk about our photos from home. We do this every Monday. JV Morning Show, that's our Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow if you're not already. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier this morning how over the weekend while I was in Phoenix, me and the family did some ATV riding, which we love doing anytime we go anywhere. I didn't actually get to ride the ATV. I had to do a UTV, so that's what my photo is of.
I think you can just drink cranberry juice to clear that up.
That's a UTI.
Oh, what's a UTV?
A UTV is like it's like more of like a vehicle type thing rather than like a four-wheeler.
Oh, it's got like front seats and back seats.
Yes,
it's like a glorified golf cart,
kind
but like
of
with bigger tires.
Yeah, but more actiony and adventure. I had to do one of those because we took my daughter Kiana with us for the first time, and they didn't have any two passenger ATVs, so she had to ride passenger in a UTV with me.
And the UTVs seem a little bit more safe.
Yeah, way safer, but also, like, more boring.
Just mother-daughter sharing a UTV. You should get that checked out by your doctor.
That's UTI, Graham.
Oh, I hear it's very painful. You didn't bring the little kids in the UTV?
No.
Are they not allowed? Not old enough?
My son maybe could have because he's 5.
I feel like he would have loved that.
But I feel like that's just... Maybe if there was someone else in the back to hang out with him, I would have considered it. But he's not just going to be back there by himself.
Got it.
Yeah, it's way too bouncy, and we're, like, riding on... The edge of a cliff.
It sounds like little kids could just like fly out of there.
I wouldn't trust it.
There's some goggles and masks going on in this picture. Which one's you?
The one with the goggles on.
Oh.
Because I'm driving.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is me.
I thought maybe that was your sister and the other one was you.
That's me and my daughter.
Okay. Well, you guys have similar eyes or something.
Thank you. You
tricked me there. All right. My picture is my wife and I. We had our kids' school fundraiser gala on Saturday night where it was an auction thing where you can bid on all kinds of stuff. And this is next thing I know, we were in a lift on our way home with a giant painting there with us. And before you think we're dropping some big money on some art at this gala, this was $25. We were the only bidders on this one, and it was made by the first graders. And my wife's like, you can't let these kids probably worked on this and thought it was going to raise a bunch of money for the school. And this was during the silent part of the auction, so you could just go around and write down what you wanted to bid on stuff, so you could see that nobody else had bid on this thing. So we went over and wrote down $25, and next thing you know, I've got a big canvas piece of fish art. It's actually pretty cool. My son was stoked on it, and we're going to hang it up in his room.
And now the kids, the first graders are like, wow, our art was only worth $25.
I know.
That's what I thought.
Sad. Did you think more people were going to like bid after you and that it was going to go higher?
Yeah, possibly. It just like was one of the few things. They had so many different things up for the silent auction part. So there was sort of like a reception and cocktail hour or whatever. And so you could walk around and drink and look at all the different things. And there were so many different options. And this was one of the few things that just had no bids on it. Aww. So you can't let these kids get no bids. And sure enough, we won with our $25 bid. Kids, first graders don't really have a real concept of money. $25, that's probably
true.
Great.
They think it's a lot.
They probably think it's a win, but it's better than zero. Zero, I think, would have crushed their little spirits.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. And for my picture, I have a major question for you guys.
Okay.
Is taking pictures in front of signs like this very millennial?
Because
I kind of feel like it is now.
It's actually even worse because not even a millennial will do that at Topgolf. Like it's just Topgolf. Yeah.
Yeah. Like act like you've been there
like
before.
Like Vegas sign. Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Welcome to Napa Valley Wine Country sign. Everyone pulls over and takes a picture with that one.
But Topgolf,
like act like you've been somewhere
before.
What's
worse than being a millennial?
Like, what are you going to take a picture with the Dave and Buster sign
right.
next? Like, act like you've been there before.
Wait, that's a good point. I don't know. This sign just kind of looked cool and I was ready for a good time. So I was like, hey, take a picture of me.
Plus, you blocked the Burlingame part. It just says Burlingame.
Burlingame.
This was my first time. This is my first time checking out the Burlingame
location. This is something my mom would do. Like,
I know, you guys.
Or my kids. One or the other. They'd want a picture in front of the sign. But Jess, okay. You're a grown woman. About Thanks. To be a year older
yeah.
this week, we
oh
learned.
My God.
Jess
has
a birthday. Jess has a birthday this week.
Well, that was me at Topgolf.
How'd you do?
In case you were wondering how that sign looked. There you go. I did pretty good. I always surprise myself because golf is something that I never thought I'd be good at. Surprisingly, I'm good at like Top Golf, and then I'm actually pretty decent when we go out golfing on the actual course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you beat your man?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't your fiance want to get in this picture in front of the sign?
Yeah, he probably thought it was like cringe or something.
Yeah, somebody had to take the picture. He chose correct on this one.
All right, go check out all of our photos now. JV Morning Show on Insta.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.